The Next Generation Strength, Vision and Legacy is this year's 2025 NAIDOC theme, a celebration of not only the achievements and experiences of the past, but the bright future ahead for First Nations communities. As a part of this week's celebrations, the latest work from the Australian dance theatre company Marrow, created by the visionary artistic director Daniel Riley, is on this week at Carriage Works from the 10th to the 12th. I welcome Daniel to the show now. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for getting up early to do this interview with me.
You're welcome. I've got two small people, so I've been up for a while.
Oh, great. That's perfect. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on what NAIDOC means to you.
Yeah, I think it's a really, for me, as a Wiradjuri man living here on Kanyarda and as an artist, I think it's a really critical week that we can continue to, I guess, highlight or reshine or, you know, turn those lights up on our First Nations community and the stories. And as you said, you know, the vision and the legacy that we hold in terms of our legacy and what we carry with us and where we're going forward. And an analogy I like to use too is that I'm in a canoe in a river, and every now and then I always like to remind myself what came before me. So that's that legacy, turning upstream and having a look, but then looking forward and having a vision forward and to what's to come as well.
Beautiful. And this year's NAIDOC theme focuses on the next generation, strength, vision and legacy. Do you see a connection with these themes in your production, Marrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I think more for about probably actually all three. Strength in that, you know, I get to, as a First Nations artist, I get to make work at Australian Dance Theatre, which I'm the first First Nations artistic director to lead the company. So there's a real strength and power in that, being able to lead culturally and to bring a First Nations viewpoint into all the work we do, into the vision. And Marrow for me is about looking forward, is about looking to where are we going as a nation? What are the conversations that we're having about that are shaping our national identity and shaping our next generation who are going to inherit this country and lead it forward with even greater vision than we have now? And legacy for me too. I always work with some sort of cultural custodianship or cultural eldership in all my works. And in Marrow, I worked with Uncle Mugi Sumner, who's a Ngurrindjeri and Kaurna elder and story holder. And we spoke about Ngurrindjeri dreaming stories and that were giving me a little bit of strength and a little bit of clarity around the unsuccessful Voice to Parliament referendum period at the end of 2023.
And Marrow has been described as a part rave, part ritual performance. How do you bring these two elements together on the one stage?
Yeah, it's a perfect analogy for it. And we also think about it and talk about it as a choreographic course correction for our future as well, for our country and the way that we're thinking about where we're going. Part rave because we've got an excellent soundtrack by a Jadwa composer, James Howard, who lives in Melbourne, in Naam, but his ancestral country is the Western Grampians of Victoria. And James and I have collaborated a lot over the last couple of years, and it definitely is at moments part rave, an absolutely pounding soundtrack, but still within that and in other chapters of the work, there's a delicateness and there's a full-heartedness and generosity in the work as well, and ritual in that storytelling and dance theatre. And dance is the oldest form of storytelling, is ceremonial, and there is a ritual to that.
And how does the production create a space that respects both the political significance and personal stories of Indigenous cultures?
I think, you know, for me, in the company at the moment, I have six full-time company artists. I'm very, very grateful to do that. And ADT has always had a full-time ensemble. And within the six company artists, I've got six incredible artists and humans who come from all cultures and all backgrounds and all cultural identities. And so Marrow is an offering. Marrow is a shared place and a shared space to clash and to collide and to hold and to respect one another and to listen to each other. But it is unified, and there is a collective voice within the work.
Yeah, beautiful. And what do you hope audiences are taking away from experiencing Marrow for themselves?
I hope audiences enjoy connecting with Australian dance theatre again. ADT is 60 years old this year. We are the elder of contemporary dance in this country. And for us to be back in Sydney at Carriage Works is really special for me. I spent 12 years of my performance career in Sydney. So I'm really looking forward to connecting with audiences again, and for them to be connecting with the company again, and to see the type of work that we're making now. ADT has always been a leader and the tip of the spear in many ways for Australian contemporary dance. And the way we're doing that now is by having a First Nations artistic director, but also bringing politics and bringing an urgency to our work and to what we want to say.
Congratulations. This sounds like a wonderful production. Marrow is on at Carriage Works this weekend from the 10th to the 12th of July. This powerful production by Australian Dance Theatre is a highlight of the 2025 NAIDOC Week celebration and is not to be missed. You can grab your tickets at carriageworks.com.au. Daniel, thank you so much for joining me on 2SER Airwaves this morning. It's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome. I look forward to seeing you and everybody at the show.